This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 857. When Grammar Matters, 1. Transitions and Compounds for IELTS Writing.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
We're starting a grammar series. It's called When Grammar Matters. And each episode will give you the only rules that matter for your IELTS grammar score. Listen today to perfect your compound sentences with impressive transitions.
This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
Hey, Aubrey, what's going on in Arizona?
Hey, not much. We're on school break here. Spring break.
Oh, fun.
And the kids are home.
Our spring break is in a couple weeks. I wonder if this happens all over the world in like all education systems. So here, guys, we have strategically placed breaks, right? We have like Christmas break, of course. So it's like a couple weeks between the two halves of the school year. But then partway, like midway through the second half of the school year, we have a 1-week break called spring break, which is needed. This second half seems long. I know James is like tired. School has been difficult. Third grade, man.
Spring break's very different though for kids our age. And then, like teenagers, college students, there's definitely like, it's synonymous with going to Mexico and partying, right?
Exactly.
That's not the spring break I'm experiencing here.
Not yet. Not yet. Your kids are too young for that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So we are bringing you the first episode today in a new series that we're very excited about. It's all about grammar. So we're going to describe that series to you in a second. But first, we need to remind you that we are almost closing the review contest, guys. You only have a few more days to post a review of this podcast, IELTS Energy. Be honest in your review, guys. Tell us what you like, what you've learned. Ask us a question, and then we will choose one lucky reviewer at random to get a free IELTS level check with an IELTS expert from our team. How can students and listeners leave reviews, Aubrey?
Yeah, you need to come to Apple Podcasts, right? Spotify, and then leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed. And yeah, leave us a comment. Tell us if you like us or if you don't. Preferably if you like us. Yeah, leave a review.
I hope so. Because guys, we have over 10,000 listeners every single day that listen to this show. And thank you so much for listening. Just remember to hit subscribe so you never miss another episode. Okay, so we're starting a new series, guys, about grammar. It's called When Grammar Matters, because we often say that grammar doesn't matter as much as you think it does, and that is still true. But of course, guys, grammar still does matter. So we're going to talk about specific rules and advice that will help your grammar score. So what are we starting with today? What is episode 1 of this grammar series about, Aubrey?
We're going to talk to you guys today about compound sentences and using conjunctions and transitions to make compound sentences, because you do need a variety of sentences in order to get a 7 on grammar. Doesn't have to be lots of crazy complicated sentences, but you need simple, compound, and complex. So today we're going to focus on compound sentences and break it down, show you guys exactly how to use them on writing. We're concentrating a little more on IELTS writing today, right, Jessica?
Exactly, guys. So let me tell you you why this matters directly for your score, all right? You need to have a variety of sentences. And here's where a lot of students freak out and cause their score to decrease, is that they're trying to have too many different kinds of sentences, which leads you to having a lot of mistakes. Guys, you don't have to have super complicated long sentences, okay? You can get a 7 or higher for grammar if you just have a few complex sentences, a few compound sentences, some simple sentences, and a lot of them have no mistakes. So that's why this series matters, guys. If you master, if you perfect a few different structures, you can get a really great grammar score, all right? It's about having enough variety, not tons, and having very few mistakes, all right? So that's what we're going to help you do in these episodes in this series. So let's first of all explain, what is the difference between a compound and a complex sentence?
Okay, and then we have a really fun way to help you guys remember. So compound sentences are two independent clauses, which an independent clause, it's like a sentence. It has a subject, verb, it's a complete thought. You could end it with a period and you've got a simple sentence, right? But dependent clauses are a little bit different. They are a group of words. They also have a subject and a verb, but it's not a complete thought. Right? You are left thinking, what's the rest of this sentence? You can tell it's an incomplete thought. For example, while Ben was at the store, right? You're left thinking, what happened next? What happened while Ben was at the store? So we're going to talk to you today about how to make compound sentences, make sure that they're correct, and how to use them in your writing. But first, we have a really fun way to remember the difference between compound and complex sentences, right, Jessica?
Yes. Okay. So just, guys, the complex sentences, they're called that for a reason. They are complex. They're complicated. Like, there are so many kinds of dependent clauses. Some of them have subjects, like you said. Some of them are, there's like adverb clauses, adjective clauses that maybe are just transition and verb ing, right? With no clear subject. So guys, there are so many different kinds of complex sentences and dependent clauses. So we are not going to talk about that today. We will get into that later. But today, independent clauses, right? Joining two of those, that is a compound sentence. So a compound has another meaning. A compound is also a piece of land on which there are different houses or structures that people live in, probably families, right? So there's independent families that live in their own house, but they are joined together on this piece of land. So are there any compounds where you live? Like, it's not a common sort of way to live here, I think.
Yeah, I think it really depends where you live, right? But randomly, about a mile from where I live, there are sort of these farm horse properties, and they're each about 5 acres. And there are several compounds where a family has built a house. And then once their kids get older and get married and have kids, they come back and build a house on that 5 acres. And there'll be several of the children who come back and live there. So then it's what we would call a compound. Several families living together so that the grandkids can know their grandparents. So this is a good way to remember, like a compound sentence, there are at least two independent families living in two different houses on the same piece of land.
That's so funny. And Aubrey and I were talking about this before recording, guys. Neither of us would want to live on a compound. We both love our families dearly, of course. But, you know, I don't really want to see all of my family every single day. Okay, guys. So let's get into this. Now, what is the first thing students need to know about compound sentences, Aubrey? Hello, awesome listeners. Our review contest ends in just a few days. So right now, guys, leave us a review for IELTS Energy, and one lucky reviewer will be chosen for a free IELTS level check with an expert from our team. So right now, guys, on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen, leave us a review for this podcast. It helps more people find the show, and you might get a chance to talk with one of us for free. So leave us a review, guys. I can't wait to read them.
that it's two independent clauses, right? Each side of the conjunction, so our conjunctions and, or, but, nor, so, yet, for, that needs to be a full, complete sentence on either side, an independent clause that has a subject, verb, maybe an object. On each side, it will be a simple sentence. And then you join them with your conjunction. So this is really important for your writing because instead of being sort of choppy with lots of simple sentences and then not accomplishing that grammar score, that requirement of needing a variety of sentences, mm-hmm. you can have compound sentences just by joining your simple sentences. So, sorry, I was going to give an example.
Go ahead.
All right, here's an example, right? If you have the two simple sentences, teenagers spend too much time on smartphones. Teenagers waste time playing video games, right? You wouldn't want to say both of them separately. You can combine them to make a compound sentence. Teenagers spend too much time on smartphones, comma, and they also waste time playing video games.
Okay, now this is important, guys. Now, this has a conjunction and there's two simple sentences on either side, right? And my advice to you guys, if you have that conjunction and you're not sure if you should have the subject after that, put the subject because you're definitely going to be correct, right? I think that's easier to do and you will have fewer mistakes. But we can also change that up, right?
Yes.
And we could take out that second subject because it's the same. So we could say teenagers spend too much time on smartphones and waste time playing video games. Now, is that a compound sentence?
No, right? As soon as, if you don't have a subject and a verb on both sides of the conjunction, it's no longer a compound sentence. That actually would just be a simple sentence and you wouldn't need the comma after phones. You would just say, teenagers spend too much time on smartphones and waste time playing video games, and there would be no comma. You only need comma with the conjunction if it's a full independent clause on both sides of the conjunction.
Exactly. Now, we are getting really into the nitty-gritty with grammar here, guys. And again, we are only telling you what matters for IELTS. We're not going to explain all of the rules, okay? Like I said, there are so many different kinds of sentences. And don't confuse yourselves by trying to learn all of them. Like, just don't. You don't have to for your score. So this is very important because we see students make mistakes with commas all the time. So in this grammar series, guys, keep a whole page just about punctuation, okay? Because punctuation really matters for your grammar score, guys. As an examiner for 14 years, I can tell you that we really examine punctuation because that's an easy way, like, for an examiner to see, oh, she made, like, a bunch of mistakes with commas and stuff. Six for grammar, right? Or if there's too many mistakes, five for grammar. So punctuation really matters, all right? It's because it's like directly connected with that's how we make different sentence structures. So, okay, so conjunctions. That's the easiest way, the classic, right? Classic grammar structure. But there's another way that we can join two independent clauses, and that's with a transition, right? But only certain transitions. So can you give us three transitions that we can use to join two simple sentences, Aubrey?
Yes, you can use therefore, in addition, and furthermore. And we are going to put a list on the blog. So come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS/episode/episode/IELTS. I got those out of order. Come back and you'll have a list of other transitions that will work. But we're going to talk about these three today. And when you punctuate these, this punctuation matters, you're going to use a semicolon, then the transition, and then a comma. So for example, if you have the two simple sentences, many people are stocking up on household items. Stores are selling out of toilet paper and paper towels. You guys know this is an issue wherever you are. I saw someone get in a fight at a Walmart the other day over toilet paper. It's nuts.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. They were like yelling at each other and grabbing the toilet paper from each other.
I've seen
videos online even more extreme. I know.
That's crazy. Yeah, as we're recording this, guys, you know that we record in advance, but as we're recording this, like, stores are totally, like, sold out of toilet paper and all the paper goods and stuff because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So this is a very timely sentence.
Episode, but it's a thing.
Right. But if you have those two sentences, you can combine them with that transition word, therefore. So you would say, many people are stocking up on household items, semicolon, therefore, comma, stores are quickly selling out of toilet paper and paper towels. Now you have a rich compound sentence with a transition. This is going to boost both your grammar score and your cohesion coherence score because yes. you're correctly using a linking word.
Exactly. So make sure, guys, you know two things about transitions. The punctuation it needs, right? The grammar that needs to surround it, and what it means. So therefore introduces a consequence. It joins a cause and an effect, right? So yeah, I still see students making mistakes because they want to use fancy transition words, but they're not sure what they mean. So make sure you know those two things, what they mean, right? And the punctuation that surrounds it. So semicolon, therefore, comma. Write that down, guys. All right. Now, some transitions can also go at the beginning of a sentence, right? So here's another compound sentence that if we just switch around the clauses and we put the because at the beginning, it looks fancy, right? So we're only learning one structure, but we're just switch around the clauses and it looks like variety, right? So this is awesome. Okay. So here's another way we can say that. We can say, because people are scared of the pandemic, comma, stores are empty. So we're expressing a similar thought, right? Introducing a cause and effect, linking a cause and effect, and also using a great vocab word, pandemic. You might have seen that in the news recently, guys, because the WHO just declared coronavirus a pandemic, which, what does that mean, pandemic? It's a worldwide illness that has crossed a certain threshold as far as numbers, right?
And yeah, we actually had a student comment on the Facebook, in our Facebook group asking, what is the difference between an epidemic and a pandemic? And she had been Googling and there was a lot of confusing information and she wanted to know, is coronavirus a pandemic? And even the WHO was like being really noncommittal about it at the time. Now they have declared it a pandemic. But so I was able to give her a quick answer. Yes, an epidemic is an outbreak of a disease. A pandemic is when it spreads throughout the globe. So this is another reason to get into Three Keys IELTS, you guys, because our Facebook group is exclusive to Three Keys students. So if you want quick questions to your quick answers to your questions that you know are coming from IELTS experts, sign up allyearsenglish.com/keys and get in the group so that you can immediately join our Facebook group.
Imagine, listeners, imagine having 24/7 access to us, like the people you are listening to right now, us IELTS experts who love to teach you everything about IELTS and English. Imagine being able to talk to us directly whenever you want. That's what you get when you're a Three Keys student. So allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And one more time, guys, if you learn anything at all from this podcast, leave us a review, guys. It does help more people to find the show. And we really want to have as many listeners as possible to help all over the world have a pandemic of IELTS sevens. Okay, that's probably not.
I know you can. I don't think you can use it in a positive way, right? It would be nice if we could.
Oh,
you guys, okay, I'm also going to have practice sentences. So come back to the blog. We're going to have some practice sentences, compound sentences that need punctuation.
Awesome.
And you add, if it needs semicolons or commas, add the punctuation, comment in the blog your answers, and we will respond and let you know if you got them right. We'll post the correct answers so you can see if you got them right.
Super cool. Okay, guys. So to sum up, two pieces of homework. Come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And this is episode 857. There are extra grammar practice exercises in the blog post for this episode. And while you're online, you know, surfing around, leave us a review, guys, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen. All right, Aubrey, I am excited about this grammar series, and it does matter for IELTS. So thank you so much for being on the show and teaching us about compound sentences today.
Yes, for sure. I'm looking forward to the next one. It'll be fun.
Me too. All right, Aubrey, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.